Cordray says one of the biggest challenges the state faces is a widening skills gap, where there aren't enough trained workers to fill job vacancies. So Cordray wants to invest more federal funding into training. He adds that the door could open wider for tens of thousands of state government jobs by basing hiring on more than just educational requirements.
It should be about what skills do you bring to the table? Can you do the functions of the job? And that's how we should interview people, and that's how we should hire people. It's not solely about paper credentials.
His Republican opponent, Mike DeWine, recently laid out his so-called prosperity plan, which included incentives for job creation and modernizing workforce development. Cordray counters with claims that DeWine has a record of focusing on big businesses rather than small companies and labor. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.